Next patient, this is Alfred Metz. The last name is M-E-T-Z, like in Zulu, Alfred. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that has a chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient has two components. One is the cardiorenal syndrome. He has a cardiomyopathy with a poor, very poor ejection fraction that is followed by the cardiologist. And he has diabetes mellitus that has been way out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is coming down, but nevertheless is at 10%. Period. The patient changed the eating habits, and there is a big difference in the way he looks, and he has more energy, according to his condition. In the laboratory workup, in the follow-up, after the administration of Farxiga, 10 milligrams every day, the serum creatinine is 2.42. The estimated GFR is 25 ml per minute, and the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. In other words, there is no deterioration of the kidney function. The concern is that he cannot afford the Farxiga, the Veterans Administration doesn't have that medication approved in the formulary, and definitely that would make the difference in the outcome in this particular case in terms of protection and mortality, cardiac events, and peripheral vascular disease events. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The patient was given Humulin 70/30. He is using 25 units in the morning and 25 in the afternoon. He says that, as a rule, the lowest it has been is 198 milligrams per cent. We are recommended to increase the mornings by 3 every 3 days until he gets a number of between 150 and 200. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 12.5, a hematocrit of 37.3. This is no evidence of further deterioration. No indication for the administration of erythropoietin stimulating agents. In the urinalysis, the patient has 1 plus protein, and the protein creatinine ratio is 1175. Hopefully, with the control of the blood sugar, this proteinuria comes down. Following number, the beta natriuretic peptide was reported at 153. The upper range of this lab is 100. Following number, the lipid panel. He has 93 cholesterol, triglycerides 60, LDL 33, HDL 46. Following number, there is a slight increase in the phosphorus. We are going to prescribe sevelamer. One tablet with every meal. The parathyroid hormone is elevated because of the CKD at 118. Following number, the vitamin D level is 57. Period. We are going to get a follow-up in this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes review in the laboratory, 15 minutes in the evaluation, and 5 minutes in the dictation.